We're on the telephone with Kevin Fulton from Litchfield, Nebraska, Nebraska cattle rancher. And Kevin, understand you're going to be participating in the town hall meeting sponsored by the Humane Society of the United States coming up this Sunday. And in fact, we'll be introducing Wayne Pacelli at that meeting. Tell me about your involvement with HSUS. Have you been involved with them for a while?
I would say I've been involved with them probably 3 or 4 years now. It started out kind of, you know, as a, I was pretty cautious when I first went into this, and but it's progressed into, you know, some mutually beneficial relationship. And so, but about 3, 4 years ago is when I first started.
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, for a lot of folks in the livestock industry, HSUS has kind of become a dirty word. Obviously, you feel differently about that. Why do you support that?
Well, you're right. It is you know, there's a lot of negativity surrounding HSUS, and I do feel differently. And one of the reasons is, you know, it's my belief that all of us in agriculture should be, you know, advocates for improving practices that will enhance the welfare of the animals. I mean, after all, farmers and ranchers are, you know, there's probably more than a billion animals under our care across the nation, and I think we should be the ones that are stepping up to the plate. Now, I realize that, you know, where the difference lies is in, you know, what constitutes, you know, humane care and you know, good animal welfare. So that's where the differences lie. But, you know, animal welfare is something I've been concerned about for a long, long time, and been studying it for probably 20 years now, and have been advocating a lot of different things over the years, and, you know, before I even heard of the HSUS. So what I found is that, you know, we have some common ground, and that I can have a much bigger impact by teaming up with HSUS and trying to reach some common goals.
Are you aware if they plan to pursue tougher animal welfare regulations in Nebraska? Wayne Pacelli says they really don't have a specific plan at this time, but do you have any indications of that?
No, I don't. You know, I'm not aware of anything that they have planned specifically for Nebraska, but I think that, you know, it's just, if you look at the what's happening across not only the U.S., but Europe and Australia and other areas, there's definitely changes that are coming when, you know, regarding animal welfare issues. And the U.S. is no different, and we've seen that in quite a few other states, as you're well aware of, and I don't think that's going to stop, and I think that trend is going to continue. But no, to be very specific, I don't know of anything that's planned for Nebraska.
Nebraska being the big cattle state that it is, and to this point, HSUS really hasn't done much in regards to the cattle industry. I was just wondering if you see any specific areas in the cattle industry that you think probably need to be addressed as far as animal welfare is concerned.
I think that, you know, for the most part, the bigger issues are in the poultry and the swine industries, and I think that, you know, revolves around the extreme confinement that we see in those two industries. And, you know, cattle is not completely immune to having any problems with animal welfare, but we don't see the type of extreme confinements that we see with poultry and swine. So that's, you know, why most of the ballot initiatives and stuff that we've seen have centered around those industries.
I guess your stance, your support of HSUS would not be considered a popular position in the Nebraska livestock industry. Do you get much feedback on that?
You know, not a lot. I mean, but I'm not concerned about what other people think. You know, I've always done what I thought was right. And, you know, me being involved with HSUS, I mean, I'm involved with a lot of, you know, organizations right here in Nebraska and sit on some advisory boards and stuff. You know, I mean, I don't agree with everything that any organization does that I've ever belonged to. But for me, being with HSUS, it's about, you know, belonging to an organization that you believe in and that can make a difference. And it's no different than somebody else, say, belonging to the Farm Bureau. It just that I may have differences of opinions on certain things as other people, and that's fine. I don't have a, you know, I don't have a problem with that. And that's all I'm doing is doing what I think is right and what I believe in. And of course, I can tell you that a lot of the things that are said about HSUS are not true. So, I mean, there's a lot of paranoia out there. But, you know, so you have to understand that, too, I think, to understand why a livestock producer would align with them. The other thing is that I'm certainly not the only farmer that, you know, has teamed up with them. I mean, I've worked with other farmers helping out HSUS across the country. So, you know, and some of them have been, you know, some fairly prominent people in their state.
So you're not concerned of what some would consider to be a anti-meat agenda, some people saying that, you know, their ultimate goal is to just abolish animal agriculture?
No, I can tell you for a fact that that is not their ultimate goal. I mean, I hear that all the time. I hear a lot of things about them, you know, a lot of things that, are beyond ridiculous that, you know, and that I've seen firsthand, that I know firsthand, are not true. Now, if you're someone that, you know, think it's all right to put animals in cages and crates where they can't turn around, walk, extend their limbs and something, then you're not going to agree with their agenda. There's no doubt about that. There's no sense, you know, dancing around that. But most reasonable people in this country don't think that it's okay to do that, and I'm one of those people. I mean, I'm certainly not a vegan. I raise not only cattle, but sheep, goats, pigs, poultry. So, you know, I'm heavily involved in a lot of types of livestock production. And, you know, I mean, they have no problems, no qualms whatsoever with me doing what I'm doing, and I don't have any problems with them trying to make the world a better place for animals, and that includes farm animals.
Well, I was going to ask you about your operation. It sounds like it's more than just cattle. What specifically do you do there?
We raise and sell grass-fed beef. We have a large custom grazing operation. We take in 12 to 1,500 head of cattle every year and graze. We also have a sheep and goat herd, getting started in the poultry business, producing some free-range, some cage-free eggs. And we also have a small scale, some pigs, and we're branching out on some other enterprises as well. But we're an organic operation, grass-based, also do some crops on a real limited basis. But I farmed conventionally before, and we moved in a different direction, farmed, raised corn and beans and alfalfa. And about 10 years ago, we started a transition into a different direction.
Very good, Kevin. I'm out of questions. Any other comments on this? Or?
I just encourage anybody that's interested in attending the meeting to come on out on Sunday, and there'll be a chance for you to ask Wayne Pacelli questions directly, and we hope to have some meaningful dialogue. We've invited as many people as we can possibly think of that's involved in the livestock and ag industry, we'd like to address some of the concerns, and we've already got a lot of people that are RSVP'd for this meeting, and we're looking forward to a very productive session.